Hey, everybody. Hi, everybody. It's Frank Iron Age. I believe for the history fanatics out there, when General Cornwallis had to surrender to the Americans, the song that they played was a tune called The World Turned Upside Down. Now, if those of you have been watching or trying to watch the unfolding Hunter Biden story, because it is being blocked in a majority of places in the United States. I don't know about you fellas in other countries. Let me know, or don't, because maybe they'll come and get you next, right? There's a lot of information in there. We have to see what that's really all about. Granted, you're never going to see it. It's not going to see light of day anytime soon. Why am I talking about it? I believe that ultimately, there is this is a sad Greek tragedy that Hunter, somebody said he's like the bad lieutenant. If you ever saw the old Abel Ferrara, Bad Lieutenant. Is he the bad lieutenant, you know, or is he going to turn into the Epstein 2.0? Probably, you know, you have to look at what the issues are. I think you're going to find that. There's a couple of theories out there, especially at the information coming out. One is how it's going to, mostly I believe it came out in the New York Post, and it's Rudy Giuliani's involved with that. You have to remember one thing with Rudy Giuliani. He made his bones, as they say, prosecuting the Italian mafia in New York. Rudy understands what can and can't fly, what you can and cannot be sued for, you know, things of that nature. He may not have an unassailable personal life, but he's tried to keep his professional life above board. So if he's pointing things out, he is familiar with what we call a RICO case in the U.S., Racketeer Influence Corrupt Organization. And he's building his hint, strategies for that as to why they should be prosecuted. Basically because, as you know, if you've ever followed the United States press for the last, the Clinton administration and probably before that, we don't really prosecute treason correctly anymore. We stopped doing that a number of years ago. Probably because half the people that were involved in the treason were working for other people. And they realized that getting, you know, 10, 15 years versus hung by the neck until dead, buried in an anonymous grave, 10, 15 years with a package at the end versus, you know, Epstein now, worked out pretty well for a lot of them. But we'll talk about someday we'll talk about the lack of oversight and counter-espionage, especially when it comes to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And a lot of questions there. Has been a lot of questions for years. All you have to remember from that is J. Edgar Hoover used that bureau as a political machine to keep his own aims going. Once he died, the machine was already designed a certain way. All you had to do is put a new captain on the ship, change the heading, okay? That's all. That's not even conspiracy. That's pretty much stated freaking facts. I don't like to indulge in conspiracy. If I say we're going to have like a game theory, war game theory on it, that'd be one thing. So that's what we'll do right now with the younger Biden boy. First, give a little plus to the kid. He was in a car accident when his mother and sister were killed when he was younger. His father seems to have held all of his affection for the older brother, Bo, sort of relegating Hunter to the who is he now category. And then with the death of Bo, it was too late to clean up Hunter and bring him out because he probably was already serving as a bagman for various people. And, you know, obviously that could have brought on this kid's substance abuse. And the reason the substance abuse is even brought up in my mind is for possibility of when he's found dead, or that we can't trust his testimony because he's a drug addict and he'll say anything. That's always a good one. If you ever see anybody in court, that's one of the things they try to impeach a witness and say, well, you know, you were on crack cocaine so much you don't even know what you're talking about. There's a dead hooker in the garage, that kind of thing. That doesn't mean that they don't know what they're talking about. Trust me, it doesn't mean they don't know what they're talking about. Those are the exact people who are around the situation that we're discussing. So, yeah, Hunter, I'll give him a little boo-hoo-hoo, you know, chronic underachiever, but probably brought in into the business because we couldn't let the other brother get any dirt on him because the other brother was going to be president. As far as Vice President Biden was concerned, that young Bo was going to become, you know, it was a Joe Kennedy Sr., Joe Kennedy Jr. thing. And the same kind of thing happened. Young Joe was killed in the war. And he's like, well, shit, I spent all this money on making a president. I guess we'll have to use John. You know, John's in there by default. If you don't believe it, look it up. There's many, many historical biographies written about that family. You will not see many, many historical biographies written about this family because the statute on, once again, I think I discussed before, the statute on these kind of documents is going to be at like 100 years. Everybody has to be at least 100 years old or people they think will be in it. So anyone who's 18 years old at the date of the first incident, at 100 years before they'll release all that paperwork. Pretty much I'm gonna bet a dollar on that one. So we have this kid. He's not a kid, he's a younger man. Nobody's really explored a number of issues with him. First and foremost, we'll just stick with the Ukraine side. I know a little bit about Ukraine. I didn't do much with Eastern Europe, but a little bit about it. In fact, you can do your own research, which would be enjoyable for you. Would be to see that Ukraine, since the end of the communists, has had a couple of issues. One, there's a lot of ethnic Russians in the Ukraine, which is why Putin did his little deal before, because they aren't all Ukrainians. There is a difference between them. And the ethnic Russians were moved in there during the communist period, probably, you know, to breed out the Ukrainians that Stalin hadn't starved to death. I would assume, because you will see that among people that are of a Russian stock, that they will, you know, say, well, you know, I live in the Ukraine, but I'm really a Russian. To some extent, I'm not going to say everybody. So Putin and whoever else has always had a little foothold there. Fun fact, if he's still in charge, I'm not going to mention his name. The head of Russian organized crime is a Ukrainian, or actually born in the Ukraine. Odessa, Kiev, places like this, very big hotspots for international organized crime. So it's kind of like an edgier, weirder version, well, not weirder, an edgier, more cigarette smoky version of the Emirates. Okay, a lot of things can get done. A lot of things do get done. A lot of money changes hands. The government, of course, has been highly corrupt, but they're fighting. I'm not saying that they're, that they're on the side of the angels. They've been corrupted probably since day one. You had, once again, a Russian intelligence operation run to bring their government down, actually run against most of the former Soviet countries to keep them down so that they wouldn't join NATO, which was the nightmare. EU was one thing. NATO is an entirely different story. And they had that issue. You had crime. You had, once again, if you're a crooked Westerner, that was your way to get things into Russia. You don't want to fly into Moscow. You have a Moscow franking on your passport, St. Petersburg, things like that. The average idiot doesn't realize the Ukraine used to be part of it. So, you know, you flew there or you took a cruise and you got off the boat for 5 hours, made some business and went back out, right? So there is that aspect going on. There's pro-Western corruption in the form of politicized things, as you see. You have Vice President Biden's thing about I'm not gonna give you foreign aid unless you do what we say. Was there a big laundromat in the Ukraine? Is probably what Giuliani is trying to get at. That would give him his RICO, because then it becomes a wire fraud, this, that, and the other thing. Then he can hit people that aren't directly related to financial aid that the United States gives out. if they facilitated that. In fact, the thing that they went after, was it Michael Flynn? I forget the name of the act. Is it the Logan Act? I think the Logan Act, that you're acting as an outside agent for the United States, unauthorized or unrecognized agent of the United States. Then they can prosecute you under that. Nobody's ever done it until now. Fun fact would have been, look at the Panama Canal. The fellow's name was Cromwell. He was an attorney. And he pretty much put on the Panama Canal War for President Roosevelt and delivered a bill to him at the end of it. He even came up with the flag. There's a couple of good books. I think it was Panama Fever or Canal Fever, something like that. A very interesting book on how the Panama Canal came to be. Keep that kind of thing in mind when you're looking at this Ukraine deal. The Russian thing, like they said, they're trying to figure out what that's all about. Who knows? It's just going to be an issue. The Chinese thing should be pretty obvious, you know, where the Democratic Party has a long history, going back to President Clinton at least, of taking bribes from the Chinese government. If you remember the Buddhist temple fiasco with Al Gore, the authorization under President Clinton of allowing United States-based companies, because I won't say they're patriotic, they just happen to be in the United States, which was Hughes, Lockheed Martin, and a few of the other ones, that allow them to fix the guidance system on the Long March 2 missile without congressional approval. Just did it. They didn't have an ICBM in China that operated efficiently enough to hit the United States. We fixed that missile. Look up the Fred Thompson hearings when he was a senator. He was trying to get some traction, but very hard to do when everybody else is on the payroll of communist China. Now, once again, is that bribe or whatever it is from the Russians to try to get the American Democratic Party types to back Russia versus China? Because they're not in love, you know? What's the situation there? You know, where does that line up? That would be the question. Were they trying to get some favorable thing in their pocket? Now, there you are. You know, the Chinese one is very big money. And that is probably the one that ultimately, if they could catch up on that one, you will have the most bodies attached to. Because contrary to popular belief, which is unfortunate, and when you talk about crafting a narrative, you got a couple things going with this Hunter fella. And one is, he's some gigantic, you know, international influence peddler. And he's, you know, making moves and he's doing this and he's doing that. And, you know, he has people shake his father's hand at cocktail parties and then he charges you $50,000 or whatever a minute for that. Always possible. But I would say with the amount of money's involved that he is probably a bag man. You know, he knows that he doesn't call the shots. He knows that, as he mentioned in this series of emails to, I think, the sister about, at least he doesn't take, I don't take half your money, meaning that, you know, he still has to go out in the field. He still has to go and round these horrible people. Some of these are very, you know, the problem in the United States is people always made it, I guess it was the mafia movies that did it. People always make it sound like these guys are all a bunch of fun and games to be around. And, you know, maybe a little bit somebody is, but in general, this guy could, you know, they could murder Hunter at any moment and grind him up into sandwich meat. And off he goes. You see what happened to that Saudi Arabian guy in Turkey. Hunter could be like, I got to hit this pipe because this could be me in 35 minutes, right? I'm just here to collect a bag, or I'm here to pass a message, or I'm here to do whatever. He loses money that way. But on the other opposite side, which probably has shortened his life, is that he is also not the paymaster, but a paymaster, meaning that no money would ever touch the vice president or the president or whoever it is. But, you know, you'd get the sign. You know, a man shows up wearing a white carnation, give him this, that kind of a thing, which makes his shelf life pretty much over. If they announce at any time, even in the next presidency, even if Biden's elected, if he's announced that he's begun to go in there and they issue, let's say, an arrest warrant through Interpol or through the Ukrainian Office of Corporate Corruption or National Corruption, whatever it's called, he's going to have a heart attack. He's going to fall out of a window. He's going to get eaten by a shark. Something's going to happen to that kid. Because he knows if his father's team wins, he can't go to anybody for immunity. Because they'll kill him, you know? Let's just, Epstein. I'll just say Epstein every once in a while. He will have he'll be on the Epstein cycle or whatever, the Epstein theory. And he's done. And then if he goes in and does something with President Trump's people, he's going to just be there to try to survive because, you know, we're talking about a lot of powerful people. The ultimate best thing for him, it sounds horrible, is write a tell-all, have it notarized, do it on videotape, make it a dying declaration, and go somewhere and kill yourself. Because neither team's going to keep you alive. It's just how you get killed. You know, there's no retiring you. Well, you were a good, you know, you were a faithful son. You go off to Monaco and live the rest of your life. You can't, because if they lose the election and they know that this thing is out there, what's the statute of limitations? I don't know. You know, it's treason. Basically, it's treason. Giuliani's going under the RICO aspect because that way it gets into court faster, or could get into court faster. And it also allows them to bring in information about overseas matters. That's why it was put together, because they were never able to crack the mafia legitimately in the old days, because FBI never wanted to. So it was up to guys like Giuliani and the state and his state of New York or whatever. I forget how he ended up prosecuting them. They were state of New York. There's also federal charges under RICO. But before that, they couldn't touch them because nobody talked, and that was how it went. And honestly, the law itself is kind of bullshit, but, you know, what are you going to do? So there you have it. What else can you take away from this is that this is the most open corruption. If it's true, it's the most blatant open corruption since probably like what, Teapot Dome scandal or something like that. And it'll bring down the majority of these guys because everybody's probably taken some money knowingly or unknowingly. Because if it went into a PAC, let's say, or something like that, that we have in the United States, which allows, you know, unknown people to donate to candidates, that means that if it went into a Democratic PAC, then anyone who took money from that would be benefiting from this international crime, right? Good lawyer probably would say, oh, you know, I'm sure the armchair lawyers on here will get all over me about that. So that's really where it's at. You know, let's see how it unfolds. I feel bad about the pictures about the kid, but I'm assuming the huge stressors on him, you know, I'm going to give him this. Your mother and sister getting killed in the car with you probably fucked you up a little bit. I'll go with yes. Your father not really giving a shit and using you as, you know, a caddy for his criminal operations probably messes you up too. Your other brother being the only one he cares about, as he mentioned during the presidential debate, he slipped right into Beau because he doesn't have another son. He has one son. His name is Beau Biden. He's dead. That is enough to make a lot of people say, well, I'll just freaking smoke crack and do hookers and my dead. Why did he have sex with his dead brother's wife? Is that some kind of, where are all my psychiatrists or psychologists out there? You know? But by him having this perpetual thing, and it's just as bad because the Republican side is stressing it too, because in the ultimate game of chess that these guys are playing, if he would just kill himself, and, you know, look at it from, it's not even Trump so much, it's going to be all the other guys, senators and things. They say, look, this is going to be bad for everybody. The kid needs to kill himself. You're going to lose the election. You're just not going to fight over it as much as possible. And we'll get shit back together at the end of 4 years. Because after Trump's out, all the motivation will go out of this reformation thing. And we can all go back to Robin everybody else on the planet. Sounds good, right? Is that a conspiracy? I don't have my pen. Where's my pen? Is that a conspiracy? Could be. Not sure. The saddest part, of course, of the whole thing is that most of the U.S. News organizations aren't going to cover it. And by them not doing that, and by the rest of the world knowing that it's happening, it totally diminishes us as a viable country. Our rating, let's look at our credit rating after this, right? If they have pictures like with Bo, not Bo, sorry, now I'm doing it. I'm like Joe. Hunter Biden naked on a pile of dope with like 16 dead hookers and whatever, the third in command of Russia, whoever that guy may be. It's all Putin anyway, but Putin's hand puppet. Handing him a signed check saying, you know, whatever, swag on it. People aren't going to trust us very much, and that affects our financial outlook. They're like, oh, you know, they're all right. They had some rocky roads, but now they're like, shit, they've been shaking down all these other countries. They're colluding with their own enemies. And they're like, I just fought a war against the Russians or the Chinese or the Iranians. And here the Americans were on their side and our side at the same time. I think it's called a Chinese wall, right? All you lawyers tell me, Chinese wall, right? So what the hell? Get some national integrity back, man. You know, that's all you can think about. You don't have to obsess about it because there's very little that you can do. You could send a letter. Here's the thing, I think it sounds crazy, but you always do it. They used to call it hanging paper if you worked for a municipality. You wanted something that, well, at least where I was. You wanted to make sure somebody knew something. You knew he wasn't going to do anything. You sent an email and you kept a copy of it. So later on, when it came back to bite you, you could say, hey, I sent that to Councilman blah, blah, blah's office back whenever, and I received a, you know, don't ever call me again email. They usually don't respond at all. That's the best one. Like, it never happened, even though it's on a government server. So, you know, that's how shit is. You got to laugh about it. But send a letter to your senator and your congressman, whoever's the Judiciary Committee, or the Intelligence, actually. Intelligence and Judiciary Committee members and whoever your local federal congressperson and federal senator is, because if you have state and, you know, if you have state senators and congressmen, whatever. Put it out there. Say, I really think you should look into this. Because nobody wants to. Half these people are taking money from this, that, and the other thing, because they're like, oh, well, you know, he got caught up in that. Why rob the Port Authority? I can't have people looking at corruption, because shit, they'll see that I take 2 cents off of every toll that comes in. Like Florida SunPass. What's that all about, right? I feel like they should just stick a gun in my damn face and take money. So there you go. That's all I have on that one. I'm trying to keep it under 2 hours and 20 minutes. I don't know if I did. If I didn't, thumbs down. But yeah, keep an eye on Hunter. You can put a Deadpool together, but I'm assuming that's what's going to happen to the poor guy. You know, and I don't believe he had a huge amount of malice in this, but this is like Greek tragedy that you're watching. Greek tragedy on the fact that you would do that to a blood relative or the fact that you do it to the United States. Because ultimately, whatever they are going to say they were doing, the Ukraine side, you could explain it away. You know, there's Europe there to fight it. The communist Chinese side, fairly little you can do that's not treasonous with them. So there you are. Okay. Have a good day. Read a book. Teach your kids something. Teach your wife something. Take her to dinner or take him to dinner, whatever you're doing. And that's about all. Bye.